Welcome to In the Community with Tiffany K.
And we're back with another In the Community. I'm Tiffany K. And this week we are talking with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative all about energy efficiency. And any time of year is perfect for this conversation. We have Casey Hollins on the phone. And Casey, what is your role at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative?
Good morning. I am the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for the cooperative.
Well, that sounds like a very important job, and better you than me is all I can say. Well, Casey, thank you so much for being on with me today. And like I said, we're going to be talking about energy efficiency, especially because summer is here, right? It's gotten hot the past few days, especially. And that means that you're probably going to be running up that AC in your home, and it's going to be knocking up that bill a little bit. So now that the summer heat is here, how can REC members save energy?
Well, we really think it's important for member owners to realize that there are a lot of easy things that they can do when they're at home that can help them control their energy costs. The biggest areas of opportunity relate to heating and cooling. Those account for the vast majority of the expenses that you pay for your electric bill.
Oh, yes.
So a simple solution, the most important thing that we tell people is to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher. Now, I know that 78 degrees sounds hot. And trust me, in my house it is.
Yes.
So if 78 degrees is too high for your bubble, what we recommend is that you choose a thermostat setting, the highest temperature that's comfortable in your home, and set it at that temperature. And that will help you reduce cost. Mm-hmm. Avoid going to the thermostat and lower the thermostat down and then back up. It causes it to work harder and to use more energy than is needed. So that's one quick tip that we can give, and we have a lot more.
Well, you know what? That's a perfect tip because, as you said, 78 degrees is a little high. In my household, I'm like, oh, like 66, I'm happy. But, of course, that runs my bill up extremely high, right?
It does, yes, because the outside temperature is a lot hotter. So your air conditioning unit is working hard to try to maintain that low temperature in your home. Some other things you can do that can help your air conditioning unit or your heating and cooling system operate efficiently is to make sure you check your air filters every month at least and replace them when they're dirty. Now, you don't always have to replace them every month if they're not dirty. So check them. If they're at a point where it looks like these really should be replaced, go ahead and replace them at that time. Those dirty air filters make it even harder for your air conditioning unit to maintain the comfort level in your home.
And I know another tip, I mean, at least I heard this growing up, and Casey, you can tell me if I'm wrong. Keeping the blinds closed in your home always throughout the day will actually help out, especially when you're not there, will help out to keep it cooler in your home so you don't have to run your AC as cool.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yes. So I can give you that as a perfect example in my house. In the evenings, the sun bakes through the windows on the back side of my house, and it's house to really warm up. And I love to let the sun shine in, but I don't love a high electric bill. So close your curtains or close your blinds to keep the sun from heating your home and causing your home to warm up faster and your air conditioning unit to have to work harder.
Yeah, that's like a perfect tip, especially when you're not home. You know, there's no need to keep the blinds open. It keeps you safe as well. And what are some other tips you have for me? I know there's a couple here, and I just want to make sure people stay cool without spending extra money this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So check around your HVAC system or your air conditioning unit outside. Make sure it's free of debris and shrubs that could be preventing airflow from moving in and out of the unit. We also recommend that you check your house for leaks. Air leaks is one of the big problems that a lot of houses have. And you can check easily around windows and doors. And if you do feel air moving through a leak or a crack, there's caulk that you can purchase at any home improvement store, and you can do it yourself for very little cost. A lot of people will use ceiling fans to cool. What they think they're doing is adding additional cooling to the home, but it's not really. Ceiling fans are cooling you, the people in that room.
Oh.
So when you're not in the room, turn off those ceiling fans because they're not going to adjust or keep the temperature in that room cooler. They're just going to make you feel cooler.
I'm going to be honest here. You actually just saved me some money because I am that person. I've left on my ceiling fan in my bedroom. I leave it on every day because I'm thinking I'll go in, it'll be cooler in there, but I did not know that.
Yeah, well, that's a good tip. And we have a lot more tips on our website, which is www.myrec.coop/save. And we have tips for year round, but right now it's really important, especially, you know, just at the near the end of June, temperatures really started to finally heat up and it felt like summer for the first time. So
yes,
take these tips and apply them now, and it'll help you manage your costs throughout the rest of the summer.
And what about for people who may be moving into new homes, or I have a lot of friends who are doing that and they're looking at their thermostats. Do you suggest a programmable thermostat or a smart thermostat?
Yes, we highly recommend, whether you're moving into a new home or if you've been in your home for a long time and have not upgraded your thermostat, to go ahead and make that purchase. It is worth it. Those smart thermostats and the programmable thermostats come with a lot of features that help you control your energy use, and it makes it really easy, especially now that majority of the people in the world are carrying around a mobile device. And
yep,
through your mobile device, you control the settings for your thermostat. So like you mentioned earlier, when you're not at home, you don't necessarily need the temperature in your home to be very cool because there's nobody there to benefit from that cooling. So you could adjust your thermostat to be a little bit higher when you're not away and then set your smart thermostat to automatically adjust to that comfort temperature so that when you get home, you know, it's finally gotten to that level, but it hasn't been using that energy and creating that extra cost for you all day long.
And those smart thermostats are lifesavers. I have one in my apartment, and as you said, it's very easy to go on your phone wherever you're at and have that already ready to go set up. And a lot of them will even do it on schedule. So I think that's a great thing to invest in as well. Now, you were just talking about summer heat, and of course, a lot of people have a pool near their area or a pool in their household. What about those pools? Do the pool pumps use a lot of energy? Because I just think like it'd be amazing to have one, but that's going to cost a lot extra.
Pool pumps do use a lot of energy. They use around 1,500 to 2,000 watts of electricity. And now that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of your listeners, but what that does equate to is a lot of extra dollars added to your energy use. Some people with pools think that you have to use that pool pump and keep it running nonstop 24 hours a day, but you don't. Really, the amount of time that a pool pump needs to run per day is around 8 hours. So if you adjust and put it on a schedule, use a timer. You know, there are a lot of devices and timers that you can apply just like you would during the holidays for holiday lights, and set your pool pump to run for 8 hours instead of the full day to save you electricity and money.
I'm speaking with Casey Hollins with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We're talking about energy efficiency today. And, you know, let's talk about members with the REC. So obviously we've been saying we want you to save money because it's expensive. And unfortunately, members are having a hard time with paying certain bills. The inflation's happening. So what if a member is struggling to pay their electric bill? How are you guys able to help?
Well, the most important thing that we want people to know is that we have local member services representatives that are on staff ready to talk to you between 7 and 7 p.m. if you would like to talk through your situation. They can help you with arrangements. They can connect you with organizations that may be able to help you with payment assistance. And they're willing to work out the best plan to help you through this difficult time. We do encourage anyone who is looking for a source to help make a payment through their electric bill to look at Virginia 211. It's an online website, but you can also call the number 211, and the representative there can connect you with organizations in your community that can help you through energy assistance programs.
And
if you don't want to talk to people, because a lot of people don't want to talk on the phone these days.
Oh, that's me.
Honestly, that's me too, even though I can talk a lot. But we have automated systems, so you can still call in and you can use the automated payment arrangement system and never have to speak to someone, or you can use our online tool or the mobile app that we call MyREC Smart Hub, and you can go through that process to set up a payment arrangement as well.
And speaking of that Smart Hub, is that a way that members can also save on the electric bill? I know that, you know, your company has many ways that members can save. Is that one of the best ways to go to?
Myrie C Smart Hub is a great tool for people to look at exactly how they're using electricity. We recently launched what we call a smarter smart hub. And so there's a variety of information specific to you and how you use electricity. If you go through the steps of going through a home profile, which will answer a variety of questions, it'll even better tailor the information specifically to you and provide energy saving tips. Each month, if your bill is predicted to be higher than normal, it will give you alerts to let you know, as well as provide additional tips on how you can start to save. Right now, the best way to access that information is through the mobile app, and it's free, so any member owner can download it from their iPhone or their other device through the Google Play Store and start using it immediately. And it's really useful with charts and tips and other information, but the best part of it is it's specifically about you, your home, and how you're using electricity within your home.
And that's a perfect thing to have because sometimes we don't realize what's happening. You just kind of like pay the bill and think, okay, I don't need to know much about that. But when you actually see what you're using in your home, maybe it'll also help you to make some changes as well.
Yeah, and it's helped people identify if there's been a problem with something in their home. So for example, they may notice a spike in energy use that's really abnormal compared to previous days. And that could be something with a piece of equipment in your home, like your HVAC system or your water heater. And it really helps you get a handle on that before it continues to work harder or less efficiently over time. And then you can either have it repaired or replaced. And hopefully that can be a less costly burden as well.
The smarter smart hub is definitely living up to its name, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking about, those spikes. Let's talk about a different type of spike. Should REC members be expecting to see higher bills this summer?
Well, anytime that the temperatures start to rise, people tend to use more electricity. They stay inside more or use those entertainment things that we have around our homes, like swimming pools. And all of these can generate more energy use. Plus, in the summertime, families with children, all those kids are typically going to be at home as well, playing video games. You're going to be cooking. So there's a lot of energy being used more than normal. So again, the biggest tip that we can advise you to consider is setting your thermostat. We highly recommend 78 degrees. Trust me, again, I know that's hot. So if it is too hot for you, you can pick the highest thermostat 70 hope setting, hopefully in the 70 degree range. And that will prevent your AC from working a lot harder on those 90, 95 degree days when you're trying to get the temperature to cool down in your home.
And speaking of cooling down, summer storms are already happening and hurricane season is right around the corner. So, what tips do you have for members to prepare for this?
So the best thing you can do is to prepare now when there is not a storm happening. It may seem silly to some people, but if you go ahead and go through the steps to create an emergency preparedness kit, it will be of huge value to you if you find yourself in a situation where you were without power. You can find a full list of items that we recommend anyone, whether you're a member owner of ours or not, to include in an emergency preparedness kit. And it's in the Outage Center on our website. A few of the things that we recommend that you definitely include are non-perishable food, water, and you need to take into account the number of people in your household. Think about your pets. If you have pets and what the things they might need are babies who may have special needs or others in your household who may have special needs. And a lot nowadays, we depend on electronic means of paying for things. So during a power outage, you do not have the convenience of using a credit card if the store is open but their power is out, but you can still pay with cash. So try to keep cash on hand.
And that's a good one
And
to
if you
have because
have
nobody thinks about having cash on hand.
No, I know. I'd never carry cash anymore. If you have anyone in your house that's dependent on electricity for a medical reason, consider, if we're going to have extended power outages due to a major storm like a hurricane or, God forbid, a tornado, Make sure you have plans for perhaps an alternative place that you can stay during that time so that your family member who's dependent on electricity for a medical reason can have access to that.
And speaking of those power outages, what's the best way for members to stay informed during that power outage?
The communications and public relations team, as well as all of our member service representatives, work really hard to keep our members informed during a power outage. We are constantly pushing information out through a variety of channels, including text alerts. And that's become the most popular way for people to stay informed about the outage that's affecting them. So if you are a member owner of Rappahannock Electric and you have not signed up for outage text alerts, we encourage you to go ahead and do that now so that if power outages occur, you will get proactive information about that outage. We are on almost every social media channel. We haven't gotten on TikTok yet, but on the others, so you'll see us pushing out updates about, you know, the damage that we have experienced. We get a lot of pictures from the field, and when it's safe, we go out and get pictures and video as well. Sometimes people don't know what's happening beyond their backyard, so we really try to keep you informed so that you understand the challenges that our employees are facing as they try to make repairs from downed trees and power lines. And then we have an amazing tool. It's our outage map. It's accessible on any device, computers, mobile devices, and it is constantly updated with the latest information so that you can see across our 22 service territory the outages we're experiencing. It has a weather overlay so you can see weather moving in, and you can drill into your specific area with updates on the estimated restoration time, pictures, and other information as it becomes available.
That's definitely a helpful and life-saving tool as well. That's one to keep on hand. You know, you always want to know what's going on beyond your area. And speaking of preparing for those summer storms and the hurricanes, how does REC prepare for these? I know you definitely have service 24/7, 365 days a year, but what does that include for these situations that are a little bit scary?
Well, similar to what we tell members to do, we focus on being prepared ahead of time. And that's year-round for us, especially over the past couple of years as severe weather events just happen throughout the year, not during specific times. So we're really focused on making sure that we have the critical supplies that we'll need to get out in the field and make repairs, such as poles, wires, transformers. And supply chain has been a real challenge and almost a crisis for us at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. But what we've done to mitigate that is to create a storm reserve of materials so that we have dedicated supplies so that in the event of a severe weather event that causes major extended power outages, we have the materials that we need to make those repairs, but we can still continue to serve and be there for our members even after that outage. And the line crews at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative are probably the most dedicated employees that you'll find anywhere. And they're out, they're ready to go out in the most dangerous conditions to get your power back on as quickly and safely. It's a dangerous job, so they're really focused on working safely. If you ever hear that we're not sending crews out, it's because their lives would be at risk. And it's a rare situation for that to happen. But if it does, please understand we're trying to keep those workers safe, just like we want our member owners to stay safe.
And I've said this before, you know, when this big snowstorm happened about 2 years ago and other strong storms in the area, you guys are kind of the unsung heroes, right? Because you're going out to not only put not necessarily your lives on the line, but you definitely are going out in dangerous conditions to help other people be able to live comfortably and get them the power that they need. So kudos and thank you to all of you who work there. That's really the best I can say from my listeners and myself.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Of course. I'm talking with Casey Hollins with the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, we gave a couple of tips earlier about how to save energy. Let's give that website one more time on where to find those tips and all the information that your members may need going forward this summer.
Absolutely. We recommend that you go to our website. We keep it up to date with the latest and greatest information. And there are a ton of money-saving tips on our website to help you save year-round. So visit our website. It's www.myrec.coop/save. And that's where you'll find the latest tips and the most useful information to help you control your energy costs and your monthly electric bill.
And for those updates, as you said, during those scary times of storms and hurricanes, follow along on social media as well, correct?
Absolutely. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a YouTube channel where we post videos, and you can also follow us on LinkedIn. And if you haven't already signed up for outage text alerts, please make sure you do that now. You can sign up through our website, or you can call us at 1-800-552-3904, and we can get you signed up. And make sure you bookmark our outage map, which is on our website as well, in our outage center. And that's where you can see the damage across our service territory, where our crews are working, and find information specific to estimated restoration times about outages across the service territory.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for all of that information, Casey. Trust me, you're not only helping people to save their money when it comes to the energy this summer, but also could be life-saving information when it comes to that hurricane and storm season. So I appreciate you being on with me today, and I hope to have you back soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so grateful that you're helping to get this information out to your listeners.
Of course. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for In the Community this week. If you are a nonprofit and need to bring attention to your cause or organization,